The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Well, this guy was nice enough a couple of weeks ago to join us in studio. We had a great time talking to him. He's now gotten through the school line, which is very important. It is a tough part of the process on a Friday morning. It's time to talk to our buddy Matt Schaub here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Schaubby, how rough was it this morning? Because Finn said you're now fined 5 minutes late to the show. That equals a $10,000 fine, give or take.
Finn can say and think whatever he wants. I'm not paying that.
How dare you?
You know, when you get to this level of experience, you can't have someone fine you. That's not going to happen.
I can't help
the car line was a little bit delayed. It is what it is, but they're off. And so I had to get on here as soon as possible to cut all the banter y'all were having at my expense.
Hey, I want to hear you talk about Kyle Pitts and how you think you can use him going forward. In my opinion, he really is a glorified giant wide receiver, and I don't know how well he'll do attached to the line of scrimmage with his hand in the dirt and a three-point stance of the tight end.
Yeah, I don't know how much you don't want to major in that.
Right.
Obviously, you're going to probably utilize it as a change-up and things that you want to try to get done, whether it be in the play-action game or the bootlegs and getting out on the edge. But I think he's going to be detached more often than not. You know, when you get in 12 personnel and you have two tight ends, and, you know, defenses are going to have to decide, do they want to stay in their base defense with four down linemen, three linebackers, four DBs, or do they want to play nickel and bring an extra DB in the game to be able to cover Kyle Pitts? And when you do that, then you get a size mismatch, but you also have a, you know, opportunity in the run game to do some things, because then you're just running against a six-man front. And so he's going to be a matchup nightmare and somebody that the defenses are going to have to game plan and figure out how they want to defend the Falcons offense when he's on the football field. Cause like you said, he's like a wide receiver. So do you want to play nickel? Do you want to play base? What's the situation? And how good are your safeties at covering if you do stay in base defense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can they stay with him? Which by all signs say, no, you can't.
Right.
No safety can cover this guy.
I saw some of the numbers attached to him, what he's done in the history of college football, and he's near the top or at the top. Almost 19 yards per catch last year is unheard of at tight end. When you see him, Schaubby, do you think about the possibilities of Julio and Calvin being on the field at the same time, and now you put him there alongside Hayden Hurst, who, by the way, is a 4-4 tight end as well, and just think about what the possibilities are for Arthur Smith in this offense?
Absolutely. You look at the ability to, you know, threaten the defense vertically and the deep threat, the seam balls that you can throw with these guys. And, you know, you're going to have a problem to be able to cover the whole field. When you have guys like Hayden Hurst and Kyle Pitts work in the middle of the field, and then you have Calvin and Julio on the outside, it's going to be a lot harder to play some of the junk coverages that you see when you have guys like Julio and Calvin. And you're going to have to cover the rest of the field. And, you know, when you have guys that can do some damage, you know, like the Falcons' weapons can, I mean, you have a problem on your hands. And so it's going to be fun to watch how Arthur Smith utilizes him and, you know, gets him involved. And fortunately, this year, as opposed to last year, the rookies coming in are going to have a lot more time to, you know, prepare and, you know, with the OTAs and a mini camp and, you know, having the preseason games implemented back this year. I mean, they're going to have an opportunity to cut their teeth and be ready to go once week one comes around, whereas last year guys were, you know, were swimming upstream a little bit without having a lot of experience in August.
Matt Schaub with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Schaubby, when Justin Fields falls to number four, I know a lot of people were going, this is the guy we want to potentially be Matt's replacement. Talking about Matt Ryan here in a couple of years, did you think they were potentially going to pull the trigger on quarterback?
Well, I mean, obviously there's a thought that maybe that would happen, but I in my heart of hearts, no, I didn't think so. If they were going to stick with that fourth pick and select there, I didn't think it was going to be a quarterback. I mean, I think those guys in that building with Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot, I think they understand where the team's at and where we need to get pieces to the puzzle, and that quarterback is not the issue. That is not the most pressing need at this time. And let's get some more weapons in here, and now let's focus on
you know, running back's a concern right now, and then the defensive side of the football start getting some guys to get after the quarterback and create some havoc in the backfield, and, you know, you can find yourself winning a lot of games with this offensive firepower and Kyle Pitts to it, and then, you know, if you can score 30-plus, you know, it's going to be hard to beat you no matter who's playing on the other side of the football.
Shabby, we talked about this earlier, you know, me and Finn, about, you know, the whole inline blocking thing with Kyle Pitts and people, you know, why does he need to be able to do that? I mean, so why does he need to be able to do that at this level?
Yeah, just so, you know, teams, you know, they focus so much on tendencies. They focus so much on what you like to do out of certain A personnel groups, B formationally, what guys' strengths are. And, you know, if you're a team that you're going to put him in line, but you're never going to run his way, or, you know, they're going to set their defensive fronts accordingly. And so that chess match becomes checkers at that point when you know what a team's going to do based on what they will not do with certain players. So to me, it's just going to be a change of pace thing. You put him in line, you know, you can run a lot of keepers and bootlegs. You can run play action, but you can also run his way. You don't have to be a road grader at tight end to be an inline blocker. You just have to be able to not let your guy keep – don't let penetration, and keep your guy on the line of scrimmage, even if it's just running him down the line of scrimmage in this zone run scheme. Just don't allow that penetration. And more often than not, as an inline tight end blocker, you're going to have help on your inside from the tackle. There's always going to be a presence there that if you can just get your leverage, keep your helmet in the right place, and just keep running your feet. You know, just don't give push. The running backs will find that hole, and they'll be able to press it and make their cut.
I had I was lined up as a tight end one time on the left side of the line of scrimmage down by the goal line, and Matt Ryan.
That must have been because there were some tight ends hurt.
Can you let me finish the story?
Why were you putting your hand in the dirt?
Can you let me finish the story? Because it's a mismatch, dude. I'm an absolute mismatch on the field. So they put me at tight end. I think it was Malarkey at the time, and it's a goal line situation, and it's a quarterback sneak. When I tell you I ear-holed Matt Ryan because the defensive end ran me right down into him, it was he's like, I haven't been hit that hard in weeks, Finn. What the hell is wrong with you? I smashed into his ear hole. You have to ask him about it next time you talk to him. It was not good.
Well, I'm kind of mad at Matt for allowing that type of formation with you being his edge protector, knowing how that thing wedges down in there. I would have been like, no. We need somebody a little stouter in there.
Yeah, let's check out of this play.
Can we get the extra tackle on the field?
Oh, my God.
Do we not have one of them?
All about the mismatches, guys. It's all about the mismatches. How do you think Matt felt when he saw Kyle Pitts come off the board? And then as a quarterback, when you get a guy like that, what do you think Matt wants to see moving forward? What do you want to see moving forward from this team as far as building this roster?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question Matt was ecstatic. You know, I think as things have been progressing, his name, you know, coming around that, you know, if they stay at four, that's the guy they're targeting. I'm sure he was probably calling every day, you know, just saying, you know, I watch this play, I watch that play, I love it, let's do this. And, you know, so I'm sure he's pumped up. And I think going forward, knowing Matt, number one, he's already talked to Kyle, and number two, he's already planning on when he can get in town and when they can get together to start throwing some of these routes and working on, you know, what they're both expecting of one another, where he needs to be and where the ball's going to be delivered. That's just how Matt operates. So they're going to dive right into it and start working on a lot of those tight end type routes, as well as probably a lot of wide receiver routes that, you know, you can split them out and, you know, against zone coverage, just run certain things and give them a little bit of a route tree to run from every position.
So much available here at the top of the second round. Edge rusher, defensive tackle, corner, wherever you want to go. I'm intrigued with running back, Shabby. If I know they signed Mike Davis. If somebody like Javonte Williams is there, do you just load up and say the hell with it? I'm going to go all in on offense and try to score as many points as I can.
I mean, that's definitely there. And if Javonte's there, man, what I saw of him, what an explosive player, great balance, you know, contact balance when, you know, the first guy – very rarely brings him down. You know, he was a special player to watch there in North Carolina. So it'd be hard to pass up on that opportunity to get a player like that. Because in this day and age, you need multiple guys in the backfield, you know, whether it's with pass protection, being able to catch the football, third down, and then just splitting the carries up, you know, because it's such a long season. So it'd be hard to pass somebody like that up. But, you know, then you got to start looking at the defense. So there's different, you know, places they can go at the top of the second round. But here going forward between the second, third, you know, all the way through the rest of the draft, this is where you can get so many value picks and you can build your roster and find a special teams players, but solid contributors on both sides of the football. So I think at this point, you know, you just go with whatever your gut says. And if you want to go offense, you go all in. And if it's defense, you know, so be it. But get the best player at whatever position that you can go and get right now.
Matt, it's always great to talk to you on a Friday morning. Glad you got through the kid line unscathed, and now you can get on with the rest of your day.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you not killing me too much.
Yeah, don't be late again.
Wow. You killed Finn on his inline blocking.
I did it to myself.
I mean, the fact that Malarkey was putting his hand in the dirt anywhere on the field, let alone on the goal line, is just a problem.
It's not
a problem. Not for the other team either. That's a problem for Finn and for Matt.
All right, Shabby, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
All right, that's Matt Schaub on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.